Many low-income minority neighborhoods already have their share of problems, admits Dr. Fran Close with the Florida A&M College of Pharmacy and Institute for Public Health. But there's one problem in particular, she says, that few in those neighborhoods even want to think about, much less talk about.
It's taboo to talk about mental health, and we really want to just smash that myth of it's something bad or something embarrassing.
Close is part of the Mental Health Council of the Big Bend. She says the council has planned to take the whole issue of mental health very public in the middle of Tallahassee's South Side, an area where denial runs long and deep.
I'm just hopeful that this is a first of many, many steps in that area, that we're able to put it out there for people to feel comfortable with talking about it, and just talking about not just people in their family, but about themselves. Because I think sometimes, especially when you're doing everything for everyone else, you do forget that you may be going through some stressors that may, you know, impact your overall mental health too.
Dr. Close says this is particularly the case for those whose lives are constantly assailed by situations not of their making.
They feel like they have no control over their lives. So I'm hoping that, again, this fair is just is going to at least begin the conversation with these groups of folks in the South Side.
That hope is echoed by another Mental Health Council member, Kelly Mercer, from Capital Regional Medical Center.
This fair hopefully just overall will help reduce some of that stigma. And the committee, the Mental Health Council, for that matter, will hopefully help to reduce the stigma overall for the whole community as well. Just let's talk about this. Let's get the help that we need, and let's teach others to get the help that they need, and then it's okay to do it.
Both Close and Mercer have mentioned a fair. Council member Karen Kramer with Magellan Complete Care explains exactly what that fair, entitled Be Kind to Your Mind, is.
A wellness fair, specifically on mental health. It's going to be at the North Florida Fairgrounds on Tuesday, May 29th from 5 to 8. And the purpose of this is to really educate the community about mental health resources and let them know what's out there.
But, insists Kramer, it won't only be a bunch of information booths loaded with brochures.
We're going to have free food and some different activities for children that come with their families. And we're going to have different tables of mental health resource information for those that come and participate. And so we're really excited about it. I think it'll be a really good, impactful event for the Southside area.
Of course, in any situation where any kind of service or initiative is proposed for any neighborhood, a top-down approach seldom works. So Jay Reeve, CEO of the Appalachie Center, says the council made every effort to ensure this is something the area not only needs, but also wants.
We sat down with the Southside Frenchtown Alliance several months ago, and that was what we heard real clearly from the folks from the community was, you know, folks need to know where the resources are. And if the resources are there consistently, people will come and people will get the help they need. But I think this is the way that you start that, by having a community conversation.
Be Kind to Your Mind, a first-of-its-kind mental health fair at the North Florida Fairgrounds next Tuesday, May 29th, from 5 until 8 in the evening. For WFSU News, I'm Tom Flanagan.